of like your favorite pair of old sneaks. Incredibly comfortable, but smelly as hell. Ugh. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman is Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida. If you're just tuning in, you missed a great conversation last hour with Cedric Maxwell. It'll be on the website soonish, ESPNSWFL.com. Best of Sheeman and Shepherd podcast. So go check it out. Phone number 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Got a lot I want to get to. Plus, we got Wikipedia this hour. Oh, I didn't tell you what it was.
Oh, no.
Chris, did I give you your copy?
Yes, you. Oh, yes, you did.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound promising right
there. No, he did.
All right.
So today, on this day.
Actually, I like the creativity.
Thank you. Thank you. It's very, very accurate. Actually, it's very easy when you think about it. Mm. On this day in 1831.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. The North Magnetic Pole was discovered by British explorer James Clark Ross.
I think that goes without saying.
So I'm thinking North Pole, North.
Santa Claus.
I mean, when you think North Pole, James Clark Ross comes to mind.
No.
Right after Santa.
Dasher and Dancer, Prancer, Vixen.
Herbie.
So I decided to do Herbie. I love Herbie.
Dentist. Nobody wants a Charlie in the box.
Let's be independent together.
Independent.
We're going to do AFC North and NFC North trivia. How about that?
Love it.
Just a North theme, North Pole. We're going to do North football, something we're all comfortable with.
Should go swimmingly. How did you come up with that?
It was a stretch.
I like it.
Thank you, Chris.
You're working football into the conversation.
That's what I'm trying to do.
It's what we do.
Yeah. It is 7 minutes and 46 seconds past the hour. Time for a SportsCenter rundown, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Chris.
You caught up on some hockey news. The Montreal Canadiens named Martin St. Louis their next head coach. He's the 32nd coach in franchise history. Takes over from himself, who was named interim coach at the end of last season. Tonight we got game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Lightning are at the Rangers. ESPN will have the game starting at 8 o'clock. And in 2.5 hours on TNT, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers will play Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes in the match, live from Las Vegas.
I forgot that's today.
Yeah, it's today at 6:30 on TNT, and I think it's only 12 or 14 holes.
Why don't they do that on a weekend or something? It's on Wednesday. I mean, I guess it's not. I mean, there's hockey, but
if you want more people watching, you do it at nighttime.
On the weekend?
No. You do it on the weekend, and people are out doing stuff. Not.
All right, fine.
Watching.
I'll allow for it. Tough going
up against Tampa Bay and
real
New
golf
York tonight. The Rangers.
Yeah.
Actually, 14 holes. They're starting at 6:30. Hockey game doesn't start till 8.
Yeah.
There'll be some overlap.
Yeah,
but
there'll be some, yeah.
Unless Brady and Rodgers just do away with Mahomes and Allen, which I think is what's going to happen.
You think they're going to blow them away?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I've never seen Josh. I'm sure Josh Allen's a very good guy.
But
he's a big hitter.
Here's my thought process on it. These guys are NFL. They're all NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Rodgers and Brady have been living the NFL quarterback lifestyle for a total of, 40 years between the two of them?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of years.
Nothing phases.
Mahomes and Josh Allen, they are probably, they're newer to the NFL quarterback offseason where you can play a lot of golf. I think that they've got a little more game with the older guys than the younger guys.
The problem is, though, last time, Brady more so, though he held out, but they both have problems keeping the ball in the fairway on their first shot.
Don't we all?
Well, but they really did. Brady more so than Rodgers at the time.
Yeah.
If I had to choose it, out of the four who's going to have the lowest score, I'll say Curry. Well, I think Curry's going to have the lowest score.
He's not playing.
Not Curry.
Steph Curry's in the NBA Finals tomorrow night. This would be a poor use of time if he's out playing in the
not
match.
Steph, not Steph.
Poor use of time.
Did you see he was pictured in San Francisco yesterday or wherever, wherever. He was walking out of a golf shop. He just got his clubs re-gripped, and he was picking them up.
Yeah, well, he's funny. Still got to run errands.
They do normal things. You'd think he'd have a club that
He's still taking out
of.
The garbage. He's probably still cleaning the kitchen once in a while at home.
Oh, here we go. Art the Bills fan. Josh Allen is an awesome golfer. What isn't Josh Allen awesome at, Art?
Please
who
tell me.
Who am I thinking of? The Mets. I'm not Brady, not Josh Allen. Josh's partner is
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's my pick for the low score.
Aaron Rodgers will be the low golfer.
Yeah.
Dude's actually got some game.
Yeah.
Oh, he does. He absolutely does.
Plays in that Tahoe thing every year.
Yeah, he does.
I say Curry because the story's coming out right now that he just said he thought he was going to the Knicks with the 8th pick in 2009. So he said he didn't think much or even consider Golden State when the Warriors took him 7th. Mm-hmm. Knicks eventually drafted Jordan Hill 8th. So he's taking a shot at the Knicks, which we encourage on this show.
Right. Well, but the Knicks, they didn't pass on him.
They didn't get to him.
Yeah.
But they probably wouldn't have picked him.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah, aren't the Bills fan. Josh Allen is awesome at everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I want to follow up some.
Steph winning AFC championships. Oh!
Well.
Ouch. Okay. So, last segment.
He didn't get there last year. He was divisional round.
Right.
Yeah.
Last segment, we learned that Johnny Depp won his, is it libel? Slander? His lawsuit against ex-wife Amber mm-hmm. Heard.
Compensatory damages. No punitive damages.
And what brought this on is because she said some things that were presumed to be about him and being an a-hole, if you will, behind the scenes. And he lost his Pirates of the Caribbean gig.
Yeah.
They've made 5, right? They're getting ready to make 6.
Yeah.
And he needed to make those movies to make money.
And he's been hurting for money, and he can't make money. He's not hireable anymore, and so he sued her. He won. Now, here's my question for you guys. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. I read this. I meant to mention this 1,000 times earlier. So Disney has moved on. It's part of they're going to make another Pirates movie. Margot Robbie is going to be the lead female pirate, if you will, in the next movie, which I think is humongously awesome. I don't need Johnny Depp's character. The pirate?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow. Mm-hmm.
Greatest
one of the
pirate
greatest
character of all time.
Characters ever. Loved it.
Yeah.
But I'm willing, to, after 5 of him, willing to see Margot Robbie take a spin at it.
Now, she won $2 million.
Yeah, she won.
Amber Heard, not Margot Robbie. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But he nets out plus
50. He nets out 13 mil. He nets out 13. She got paid $2 million in compensatory damages, no punitive damages.
But the more important issue here is Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we interested in seeing this is I think this is interesting. Huh. I'm interested to see her.
I'll watch it.
Play this role.
I mean, I'll watch it.
I'll bet she's excellent.
Probably.
Art says, how does Johnny Bleep and Depp need money? Well, Art, as you know, I mean, sometimes
he's
Hollywood
he bought islands.
And athletes
broke.
Go bankrupt. I mean, they live a
lifestyle.
Yep. It does happen.
Yeah. He's got a band.
Yeah.
Think about that.
All right.
You know? How does the band feel?
I don't know.
She goes, I'm even more disappointed with what this verdict means for other women. It's a setback. It sets back the clock to a time when a woman who spoke up and spoke out could be publicly shamed and humiliated. It sets back the idea that violence against women is to be taken seriously.
That's true but, to an extent, but she came across as a little cray-cray. Remember, this whole trial was in front of everybody. It was televised.
Yeah.
He wasn't there today, by the way.
Right. He didn't even show up.
Johnny Depp didn't even show up.
That's a baller move right there.
I don't have time for this crap.
Anyway, he said the best is yet to come after the verdict. That's what he said.
All right. Maybe he can get work now. Today is day one of hurricane season. By the way, this system that just crossed over Mexico, 80% chance of developing into a tropical system at the least and hitting us. We're going to get wet.
Am I going to be able to play golf this weekend?
Maybe Sunday. Not Saturday.
I'll make it for late, a tee time for late Sunday.
Should be good. I mean, it's going to be 80% chance, like named storm. Might even be, could be a hurricane. But I think it'll be a tropical storm.
Okay.
It's going to get wet.
Yep.
Yeah, going to fill up your retention ponds in the backyard.
Yeah, already canceled golf for Saturday.
Heady play.
Yep.
Sorry you had to do that.
Yeah, I haven't played since our tournament.
Well, you could try bowling instead. It's indoors.
You going to be okay?
I'll be fine. I probably might do bowling.
Good.
Yeah. I'll be stretching before.
Yeah.
Don't want to get hurt.
Oh, goodness. All right. Where's Wig? I thought Wig Wednesday. He must be busy today. Mm. His Rangers are in action.
Work.
Always leave the 4 o'clock segment open for Wig to call in.
Well, he's an enemy of the state now.
Wig?
Yeah.
Oh, enemy the of the state of Florida.
Yeah, Bolts Nation.
Yeah.
The state of the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Two-time. Back-to-back.
Back-to-back.
Back-to-back. You know what they did?
What?
Ran it back.
And they could do it again.
Or skated it back.
Are they skating it back or running it back? Because, as you know, I'm on record on this show saying I'm not a fan of the run it back slogan.
I love the run it back slogan.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's great.
Why not?
It doesn't make sense. Run it back.
It makes perfect sense. You're running.
Back to back makes sense. No, you're not. No,
run it back.
Especially on skates, Chris. You're not running anything.
What do you say when you lose a game of like 5-on-5 pickup? Let's run it back.
No, I say nice.
Let's run it back. Let's do it again.
Congratulations. Nice
same
game.
Same teams. Let's run it back.
Shirts or skins?
That's
what that's what we used to say back in the day.
I prefer to be the skins. You get a little sweat moving.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get a little sweat on you and you can, you know, hit them with a little low post move, a quick spin.
Right.
A little Shaq move.
Yeah.
You know? Slips right off you. Like Long King Polly.
Yeah.
Remember the basketball scene where the belly just goes on the side
yeah.
of the Ben
oh,
Stiller's
that was
face?
Disgusting.
That was great.
Oh, God.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right. So that's
oh, and Bart and Han were playing Jay Will and Keyshawn today, and they're 2-on-2.
What? In what do you mean? 2-on-2 of what?
Basketball.
Hoops?
Yeah.
After the show?
Yeah, they were doing it at 2 o'clock.
Really?
I didn't see who won.
Was there some trash talking going on, and this is the culmination?
Yeah.
We did that once after our show, and me and J-Dub.
Then, yeah.
Oops.
How'd it go? Who'd you play?
I just gave the ball to J-Dub every time, and we smoked. Two
Who'd
other guys.
Who'd you play? Two other, like
a host and maybe an update anchor.
Mm.
Smoked them.
Mm. Good for
I
you.
I think J-Dub was even wearing dress shoes. Oh. Just went to the local.
Well, that's disrespectful.
I just post up, man.
Speaking of, J-Dub's daughter.
UCLA
in
softball.
The Women's College World Series, right?
Yep. Again.
Again.
With Tom Brady's daughter.
Yep.
Niece.
Niece.
Niece, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Apologies.
Yep. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
College Baseball World Series starts with a regional start tomorrow, or Friday.
Oh, we never got to that yesterday.
Yeah, well, I can tell you this. In Gainesville, well.
I got a list.
Gainesville.
All right, let's do a list. Right.
Well, it could be a quiz.
Well, what is your list?
It could be a quiz.
Oh, you had a list. I remember.
Yeah, there were
teams that had football, basketball, baseball.
11 schools that made a bowl game, the NCAA men's basketball tournament, and the NCAA baseball tournament.
Let's do this.
You want a quiz or a list?
I'm feeling quizzish.
All right. Okay, hold on 1 second.
This is a quiz.
All right, 11 schools that made a bowl game, NCAA men's basketball, and the NCAA baseball tournament.
This year.
Just baseball and basketball.
Baseball,
and football.
Basketball, and made a bowl game and football.
Oh, and a bowl. And a bowl.
The big three, Pete. Big three. Yeah.
Miami, North Carolina.
What happened? Hold on.
Hold on. Ding, ding, ding. How many of them? Were there 11?
There were 11. You have Miami and
North Carolina.
I can tell you there is one other ACC school on this list.
Yeah, it's not NC State, and they're pissed.
It is not NC
they
State.
They are pissed. So
they're basketball
that they make. This is an asterisk ACC because I think Notre Dame is one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Notre Dame is one. They are not the ACC school.
It's not Wake.
Not Wake.
No,
they didn't make the basketball.
Nope.
NC State.
No, NC State got screwed out of baseball. Well, they say they got screwed. They had a 12-18, I believe, conference record, which is why they didn't get in.
Well, and they didn't make it in basketball either.
No, that's right.
That's a problem. They didn't qualify for any of our criteria.
Hang on a second. Gonzaga made 2 out of 3, but obviously not football. let me see.
ACC, think
no,
north.
Hang on.
Part of the ACC.
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
That's right.
That is correct.
All right.
Let's see.
I'm going to go Tennessee Vols over there, Christopher.
Tennessee, yep.
Tennessee is one of 4 SEC programs.
Texas A&M.
They did not make basketball.
Well, they didn't?
No, they got screwed.
No,
they were the 65th team.
Yes.
Or 69th team. Well, they went to the NIT, or the NIT final.
Indiana was the 65th team.
Florida? They didn't go to
go to
a bowl game.
No, they went to a bowl game.
They didn't go
to the NCAA tournament, the basketball.
Oh, yes, that's right. I keep thinking it's three.
Alabama did football and basketball. How were they in baseball?
They didn't get in.
The other three SEC programs are all in the West.
Auburn?
Yeah, Auburn.
Auburn?
Auburn. All in the West. It's not Tennessee.
Arkansas!
Arkansas is one of them.
Missouri.
Nope,
in the West.
Not LSU. Oh. LSU. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
LSU. All right. So you got the ACC, the SEC, and the one independent. We have one Pac-12, one Big Ten, and one Big 12.
UCLA.
UCLA.
Big Ten, we have two. Big Ten, I believe Maryland and Michigan are both in.
Maryland did not make the basketball tournament.
Oh, that's right.
But Michigan did.
Yeah.
There we go.
Michigan is one of them, and then one more school out of the Big 12.
The Big 12. Oklahoma. TCU.
No.
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma. Texas Tech.
Yeah, nailed it. Yeah.
Texas Tech. There you go.
Cool. But locally, so just
baseball, football, and basketball postseason. That's
so
nice.
Coral Gables region, number one Miami. They finished 6th overall in the country. They will take on Canisius, the 4th seed.
Canisius. Shush.
Depends on who you ask.
My way's the right way.
No, it's not. Not necessarily. Number two Arizona versus number three Ole Miss in the Coral Gables region. In Gainesville, Florida, hosting Central Michigan. Oklahoma versus Liberty, and the Auburn Regional, Auburn versus Southeast Louisiana, and UCLA versus Florida State, their 44th consecutive appearance.
Impressive.
In the thing, yeah.
All right.
Cool stuff.
Vols fan chiming in. Vols won the SEC in both basketball and baseball this year.
How about football?
Up and coming, Chris.
Well, I think so, and he's getting a lot of praise from a lot of people, but Tennessee's baseball team has finished number one in the country.
They were the number one, number one. So, yeah,
they were the number
right.
one, number yeah. one. Yep. Yep.
Call that top.
Yep.
Top overall seed.
Yep.
Yeah.
Top 10, Tennessee, Stanford, Oregon State, Virginia Tech, Texas A&M, Miami, Oklahoma State, East Carolina, Texas, and North Carolina. And then 11-16, Southern Miss, Louisville, Florida, Auburn, Maryland, Georgia Southern.
Fun fact.
Indiana not here, although we did watch one Indiana game this year, partial.
Fun fact, Big Ten, Indiana, the first 8 seed to ever knock out a number one seed in the Big Ten tournament, and I believe it was Maryland.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's something for the program to
building blocks
to build on.
This year?
Yeah.
Just last week.
Because we were doing our remote, and one in May, and unbeknownst to us, Purdue was playing Indiana. It looked like a football game. What was it, 24-21 the final?
Yeah.
Something like that at Purdue won.
Well, the bullpens were used up by game three.
Right.
Oh, man.
Have any of you two been parasailing?
Yes, I did in Mexico. Twice I've done it.
I want to do
it's fun.
It's on my I'm not going to go bungee jumping, but I'll go parasailing.
Oh, you'll like it. It's fun.
It's the same idea.
Very safe.
It's almost, except
less wind
than
bungee jumping.
Would you go up by yourself, with the kids, with your wife?
I don't care. I just want to do it.
By yourself?
I don't care. I just want to do it.
Okay. It's fun.
But I saw a story yesterday. It just popped up on my phone again. A mother and her two children were parasailing down in the Keys.
Mm-hmm.
And something went wrong.
Okay.
Like the rope broke. And then they crashed into the 7-mile bridge there at the Keys and died.
Oh.
So now I'm not as gung-ho on it.
That's scary.
Very.
I would think it would be a good thing to hit the bridge.
Well, they died.
Because I was listening to something the other day. Tom Cruise almost drowned in the goose scene when his parachute got water in it. during
shooting
of the first Top Gun.
And did they film it down there by the...
No, I don't think it had anything to do with Key West.
He does so many of his own stunts. That's the thing. He does so many of his own stunts.
See, that that seven-mile stretch between what happened here and Terminator... Was it Terminator? No. True Lies. True Lies. A lot of bad stuff's happened on that bridge.
Too Fast, Too Furious.
Was that on there, too?
The bridge was in the movie.
Oh, okay.
I don't think anything bad happened.
I'll just get this out of the way because I can't stand it. NASCAR guy, we went through this when I won the NASCAR trivia the other last at our remote.
Last Friday.
You had, yeah.
In fact, I saw some of NASCAR guys.
I'm just seeing this now.
He just wants to buy us a drink.
That's fine.
That's fine.
All right.
But now two of your three questions we had in Wikipedia last Friday, and Pete got them right.
National Association for Stock Car Racing. I think that's what you want to know what it stands
for. Yeah.
What's the other one? They're racing at WWTR this weekend. What does it stand for and where is it? I don't know what it stands for. I believe it's in St. Louis.
The captain cut the cord to save the boat?
The wind was blowing him backward. But if he cut the thing, then that killed the people. That's bad.
And if you're asking about number
eight. Business is done.
I think it's Tyler Reddick. Taking a wild guess, but that's so there you go.
We got two very different conversations.
Well,
I
want to get that out of the way because
he's bugging. Conversation?
You want a third?
Time for break.
Time for break.
Oh, he thought he could catch him in the boat.
Oh boy.
No.
Well, think about it, Craig. What goes up must come down.
Yeah.
A lot of water around. Chances are the boat can access them. How is he supposed to know they're going to land on a bridge? No way to know that.
Yeah. If it was nearby.
You won't have that problem. Where are you planning on doing this?
I don't know.
Oh, there's a big bridge on Fort Myers Beach.
I was either going to go
Fort Myers Beach,
I might do it in the Keys. I don't know.
One of the big stories, or not, you know, cute kind of big stories, is that, you know, there's my first time at the beach, even before I started working, my first week at the beach, first thing I saw.
Booty shaking contest.
Was a gator. Yeah, that was a gator in the ocean, and I go, "Oh, that's odd." And I asked one of the workers that runs the wave runners and all that stuff. He goes, "Yeah, it happens occasionally." He said they can't live in salt water, but they pass through from time to time. This was a pretty big one. That's the first creature I saw down here in 2017 was a gator swimming in Fort Myers Beach towards the bridge. Well, it happened again yesterday. Apparently,
yes, it did.
And it was a small little guy, whatever.
6-footer.
But some people were spazzing out about it. I'm like, it does happen from time to time. You don't see it a lot, but it is mating season right now. It happens from time to time.
You know what the problem with small alligators
they
is?
They become big,
or they have big ones around.
Yeah.
Well, this one didn't beat the kid. Then there was another shot of somebody in front of Diamond Head with about 60 stingrays all in a pack, just swimming in shallow water. Pretty cool.
Love nature.
Yeah.
Unless it's hurting you.
Well,
then I don't love
it. There's a lot of the places.
Defense. Most of the time it's defense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not going to, but there are expeditions just like, you know, swim with the dolphins. They have swim with the rays all over the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
They come out, you get to feed them.
I've done it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
Make
it
nervous.
It's creepy. They're all.
Yeah,
they sense
like
your
it.
Nervousness. They
I don't
can
like
snap
it.
That tail on you and you'd be done with a barb with a barb in your leg.
Just like Steve Irwin.
No, that was in his heart.
Yeah. Well, right in the chest.
That was a freak accident, though. A total freak accident.
Yeah, but it only takes one.
I know.
Then you're gone.
Yeah, I know. I'll stick with the Dolphins.
Go to break.
It's 29 minutes past the hour.
Talk about.
Coming up, we got Wikipedia. All things North.
AFC and NFC.
AFC and NFC North. Because the North Pole was discovered on this day in history.
Oh, my God.
Breakfast or lunch from Big East Place in Fort Myers on the line. All that coming up. Shemita Shepherd, ESPN. Oh, am I supposed to do a thingy here?
No.
I got him backwards. I got him back asswards. My bad.
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. Been informed by two texters that they heard me during the break.
Think you turned your mic back on?
May have. I'll eat it.
What'd you say?
I told Chris I have a list coming up when we come back.
Oh.
And I do.
And now, a list.
A little left-hand turn. A little college basketball list put out by Fox College Hoops. This is the percentage, top percentage of returning minutes next season. As Chris mentioned, NIL deals, guys are coming back. Who's got the highest percentage of minutes coming back to the lineup in college basketball? Top eight. At number eight, Auburn, 65% of their minutes lineup coming back. Vanderbilt, probably won't make any difference, 68% coming back.
They were better last year.
Jerry Stackhouse.
Slightly.
Yeah, they were better. Well,
Arizona at 72%, as is Boston College. At number four, 73%, your North Carolina Tar Heels. Number three, TCU, 77%. At number two, 78%. From Bloomington, Indiana, your Indiana Hoosiers. And the number one team with the most minutes coming back at 88%, Virginia. There's your little list. How about it?
Nice.
A lot of people are texting in about DJ going to the Saudi Arabia League in London, and $125 million payout to do so, and $20 million purses. We spent a lot of time talking about it the first hour, but yeah, and I'm surprised it's not making bigger headlines anywhere else. But a lot of you have been texting in case you missed it earlier. And
where's it going to be shown? Do we know?
That's what I want to know. What's the TV action on this? Can we see it?
I don't know. We'll find out.
I mean, Golf Channel's not going to do
it. No.
They'll put that up. That's Jeopardy.
No.
CBS won't do it.
Well, none of the partners of the PGA Tour will do it.
Like maybe like True. Well,
this is going to have to be FS1 or something.
Fox, that would be the one. But Fox has tried
True
golf.
TV?
They don't do it.
And yeah, but.
That's Turner. Doesn't Turner broadcast parts of the PGA Championship? They won't do it.
There'll be some independent. I don't know. There's so many.
No, PGA was ESPN and
NBC and
CBS. I think.
There's so many other stations, not necessarily AMC, but those type of stations. There's so many. Somebody will pick it up. Somebody's going to pick it up.
Peacock.
Peacock.
No, that's NBC.
No, yeah, that's true.
NBC will not put their relationship with the PGA Tour in jeopardy. Nor should they.
Quantum Leap, I don't know if he's joking right. Al Jazeera, is that channel still exist in another form? I don't think it's called Al Jazeera TV anymore. But
I don't know.
Could be. That could be.
I don't know. I'm treading where I don't normally swim.
Yeah. Well, no, but that wasn't,
it wasn't like Al Gore actually bought the network, I think they changed names.
It was pretty reliable. Don't go by what the name was, because they used to break a lot of stories that were really before most of the mainstream news did.
Yeah. Goal!
Ukraine. Yay.
3-1. In added time, throwing one in. Ukraine up 3-1 to cement a deal over Scotland.
So Ukraine will face Wales later this month, I think. And the winner of that match will be the final team in Group B of the World Cup, which includes England, USA, and Iran.
I'm just watching 25 seconds of this Keyshawn versus Barton Hahn basketball.
So they filmed it?
Jay Williams just shot three consecutive threes. Bart Scott never just sat there and just shot threes. Just like you're playing horse.
And down, man.
What a waste.
Where do they play
at? They lost, by the way. Barton Hahn lost.
Where do they play at?
On the rooftop of the building where they work.
Okay.
It's like five people watching.
Seaport District.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful area.
By the harbor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It's by water.
But Bart Scott doesn't even play. Jay just shoots threes at the top of the key. Jimmy Chitwood.
Did this all start? Because I saw a video of all of them hanging out on the floor at Duke one day. And Jay Williams, you know, big man back on campus, was just launching three-quarter shots. And Keyshawn was like, whoa, that's awesome. And all that kind of stuff. I don't know how old that video was, but I saw it like a week ago. I wonder if this spurred some conversation. Barton Hahn, and then they decided to play. Lace them up.
Well, the game's over. Ukraine-Wales on deck.
The match is
on deck
over.
This Sunday.
It's not a game.
The
match
is over, yes.
Oh, is it this Sunday?
Yep.
Okay, there you go.
What?
There's the answer. The Ukraine-Wales match.
Oh.
Welsh.
the Ukraine players are applauding the crowd.
It's what you do after a soccer match.
Is that normal? You go on the road. You applaud the opposing crowd.
No, they're thanking their supporters for coming out. It's a soccer thing. You go and you acknowledge your fans that came out.
Really?
Give them a nice clap. Oh. Over the head clap.
Right. So they can see it because it's crowded. A lot of people. A lot of Ukraine flags there in a crowd at Glasgow, Scotland.
Well, that's the Ukraine section.
Good for them.
It's all over the arena.
But they were big underdogs, right? Over 2-1 underdogs. Yeah, so that's pretty
plus 220, I saw.
That's great. Good for them.
Before the match.
Did you have the over? 3-1.
I did not. I didn't have any action on this game. I just wanted to watch the match for the humanitarian aspect of it. Just happy to see the blue and gold flag being waved and all that they just did.
Okay. I don't know. Roses and Bedroom Guy is the...
That's a good try to...
be all that you can be.
Is the Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers on tonight.
Yep.
Yes,
TNT,
it is.
TNT, 6:30. Mm-hmm.
6:30 Eastern time. So it's going to start at 3:30 out there?
That's the way time works.
All right.
In Las Vegas.
All right.
Just spoke with an athletic director at SEC spring meetings. He said the SEC going to pods when Texas and OU join is not an option. Big question is whether play 8 or 9 game conference schedule.
Who said that? Who's quoted?
An anonymous coach.
Oh, anonymous.
It's absurd. The SEC needs to play the same number of conference games as everybody else.
Mm. Yeah. Time to step it up, SEC.
Just get rid of the cream puff games.
No, you don't get to dictate who they play.
The FCS, the FCS.
I can tell
No, not the FCS game.
I can tell
play.
You that will not be the game that goes away.
No, I know. Right. Well, but it's
I concur.
The Big Ten, most of the Big Ten doesn't.
You know what I'd rather they do? I'd rather they have
it. The entire Big Ten plays.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. The entire Big Ten does not play.
They have Rutgers in their conference.
All right.
Come at me with that nonsense.
Hey, Rutgers was much improved this year.
Much improved. And Nebraska's
tonight. You know, Greg Schiano's turning them around.
Nebraska's 11-12 plays away from being undefeated.
Yeah. Tough division, top to bottom.
Yeah, the Big Ten is scared to play cream puffs ever since App State went to the Big House and walked out with a W and the paycheck.
I think the SEC should move the cream puff game to like week 2. I don't like it like 10 weeks in. Let's take a break before the rivalry.
I'm with you.
Get it out of the way.
There's also talk about the Big Ten having a triple header on Fox at noon, CBS at 3:30, and NBC in primetime.
Well, we should dominate the airwaves for 9 straight hours.
Who's we?
Stop
it. What do you mean? What do you mean? It's just we.
They have 3 programs worth paying attention to in that conference. And one of them's just worth paying attention because most of the time they disappoint their fan base. Michigan. Wisconsin and Ohio State. I'm good outside of that.
Iowa.
Nah.
I think you're unfairly harsh, and I think if I weren't sitting in this chair right now, you would not have this attitude.
That's not true at all.
I feel it's directed at me.
It
is. You wouldn't have this animosity toward the Big Ten if some other Joe Schmo was in this seat.
Right, well, I think it would.
You're right. All the success that's been littered throughout the Big Ten. Take out Columbus from the Big Ten. When's the last time anybody in that conference did anything in football?
All right, fine. Take out Alabama, Georgia,
LSU,
Auburn, and LSU,
and Florida.
What other kind of success have you had in the SEC?
Okay.
Jerk.
You're making my point. Outside of Flavortown, not a lot going on in that conference. Sorry.
Who's Flavortown?
Columbus, Ohio.
Why is that Flavortown?
It's where Guy Fieri's from.
Is he?
Yeah, he's from Columbus.
Yeah, he went to UNLV. His wife's from,
hang around to go to college there.
Laurie's from Rhode Island. Still family back there.
Yes. Penn State has a relatively large fan base. Great. Go root for a team that's going to finish 15th every year. Tell me where I'm wrong.
We are 87 days away from week 0.
Thank God.
No, it's too much. It needs to be 7 days away.
Well, that's only like 12 and a half weeks away.
That's it?
Yeah. Well, 77 would be 11.
Go like that.
I'm not forgetting about Penn State, anybody. What does that program do?
Go Good in volleyball.
They're great in volleyball. Spectacular in volleyball.
Wow. It's unbelievable.
Don't bring Penn State when we're talking about a national championship conversation.
They almost beat Auburn last year.
Bo Nix.
Best game of the for him.
That was the best game of the year.
For him.
I'd rather somebody talk Michigan State before Penn State. At least they've made a playoff. They didn't score in the playoff, but they made it.
Talking about Michigan was just in the playoff a few months ago.
Run the damn ball.
Michigan State was better. Beat them.
They beat them. How about that?
Came from behind and beat them.
How about that?
Yeah, but who got to the show?
What was the final score of that game?
Which one?
Michigan against Alabama. What was that final score?
Michigan-Alabama or Michigan State-Alabama?
No, in the playoff, college football
Michigan
playoff.
Michigan played Georgia in the playoff.
Yeah, Georgia.
I didn't watch the second half. I didn't care to stick around.
Refresh, was it 30 or 40?
It was a lot.
Yeah, Pac-12 fans, sit this one out.
you may get your chance this year at some point. But, yeah, just real quick, because I'm an inquisitive kind of guy, and I can't remember all these blowouts in college football. But just to see last year.
Go ahead. I'll wait.
Yeah. Was it close for a while? Hang on.
No.
No, it really wasn't. 33-18. It was only 15.
Once again, you just walked into another one of my points that the semifinals are always blowouts.
It was only not – no, because you – it was – oh, no, I'm
always.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Always.
I'm sorry. I pulled up the wrong –
it was worse, wasn't it?
I pulled up the wrong one.
It was not even 34, that
– that was 34-11.
Yeah, that's worse.
On New Year's Eve.
Another blowout in the semifinal.
It was 27-3 at the half.
No need for expansion.
Michigan did outscore them in the second half, 8-7.
There's something.
How about that, huh? There's something to –
Held Georgia to nothing in the third quarter.
Let's have 12 more teams in the mix so we can have more.
You're
going to
get it.
Michigan is going to take such a huge step backwards this year. That program is a captainless program at Michigan. Doesn't want to be there anymore. He's got eyes on the NFL.
You're
he can
out of
say
control.
Whatever he
you're
wants.
Out of control.
Josh Gattis leaves as offensive coordinator to go to Miami because he sees just how quote unquote into it Jim Harbaugh is. No, absolutely.
You're
not.
You're out of order.
Absolutely not.
It amazes me. Greg could never be a legitimate bookmaker in Vegas for college football. You know why? There'd be no such thing as an underdog, because no underdog can ever win in college football, ever, 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 according to you.
It doesn't happen often.
Yeah, it does.
Not in the playoffs, not in the semifinals.
I don't care. But
that's all I've ever said.
The opportunity. So another team might if they had the chance.
How about that?
What it could have shown.
Because Michigan couldn't do it doesn't mean another team couldn't do it.
Nobody was beating Georgia last year. I hate to tell you.
I'm not saying
a healthy Alabama was. In fact, a healthy Alabama did.
With my receiver. Maybe. We might have had something there.
Those trade rumors heating up yet?
Yeah, I was going to say, he's getting traded.
I really dislike being on there with both of you. Let's play Wikipedia. We are going to do AFC and NFC North trivia because on this day in 1831, the North Magnetic Pole was basically the North Pole was discovered. So
hey,
right there.
I'm not throwing shade at Clemson or Ohio State.
Sounds like
I've
you
got
are.
Some of their fans throwing it back at me. I don't. You guys are good.
Pile on to Chris at 239-337 ESPN.
The rest of your conference that sucks.
Also, caller 9 Wikipedia, brought to you by Big East Place on Fowler Street in Fort Myers. AFC NFC North trivia. Simple. It's easy. We should get a perfect score today. 239-337 ESPN. 239-337-3776. Sheeman to Shepherd, ESPN, Southwest Florida.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia.
All right, here we go, boys and girls. On this day in 1831, the North Magnetic Pole was discovered by British explorer James Clark Ross. We are doing North trivia, more specifically AFC North and NFC North trivia. How about that? Caller number 9 is Tory Pines. Tory Pines, hey. How are you?
Doing great, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Down raining right now in Cape Coral.
Oh, a little pop-up showers. Be careful out there.
Drop for Sean's car.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Tory Pines, what is your favorite NFL football team, by the way?
Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay. Yeah. This could be helpful. All right. First one to 3 correct answers is a winner. You get to go first. What two teams, Tory Pines, tied for last in the AFC North last season? What two teams tied for last in the division?
AFC North, so I'm going to have to go with AFC North last. Gosh, one of the Bengals didn't, but I'm going to say, man.
Sounds like Pete.
No.
Yeah, right? Let's go last two teams tied last.
Yeah.
Like bottom of their own division or?
In the division.
The AFC North. You already know your Bengals did not finish last.
I'll go Pittsburgh. And, gosh, I'll say Pittsburgh and Cleveland.
What are you dinging for?
What are you dinging for?
Pittsburgh came in second.
It's Cleveland and Baltimore.
Cleveland and Baltimore.
User error. My bad.
I'll show
it. Right, I got one out of the two. Doesn't
count. All right. 0-0.
All right.
Pete Shepard.
Yep.
How many regular season games did the Bengals win?
Last year was 10.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It's a good thing you got that because I think Torrey Pines would have stole that one. Yep. This question is for Torrey Pines. Who in the AFC North had a tie last season?
Tie. Cincinnati. And right.
No.
Nope.
It was the Steelers.
Steelers, yep. Lions tied.
Yeah, year before.
Anytime he says a question about ties in the NFL, you know the Lions are involved.
Good chance the Lions are involved.
Yeah.
Pete Shepard.
Yeah.
Who did the Pittsburgh Steelers draft in the first round at quarterback this year?
Pickett.
Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
2-0 Pete Shepard.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go.
All right. You need this one, Torrey Pines.
Yes, I do.
In the NFC North, how many regular season games did the Green Bay Packers win?
I'm going to go with 12.
Ooh, I think it's 13.
It's always 13. It seems like now it's 13. 13. All right.
Lucky number. All right.
Pete Shepard for this sweep, if he can get this.
Detroit. I'm kidding.
How many NFC North teams had winning records last season?
Detroit's not an answer.
One.
One Green Bay Packers, Pete Shepard, a 3-0 win.
Their division stinks.
Yes, it does.
All right, listen, Torrey Pines. It's okay.
It's all right.
It took a bit of a beating today, 3-0, but we will still take care of you. And thank you so much for listening. Appreciate having you aboard.
Yeah, you bet, guys. Thanks for everything, and you're awesome listening.
Thank you so much.
Be careful driving in that rain.
Careful driving the Cape. Watch out for Sean's car. He goes fast.
I'm sensing by Chris's that Chris thinks there's a problem.
The clock.
Oh,
it's only 5 o'clock. All right.
Okay.
Rapid fire. No, yep. Chris is right. Rapid fire.
Yep.
All right. Name the coach of the Bears. This always stumps me.
I know.
Matt Eberflus.
Matt Eberflus, yes.
From December 5 onward, the red-hot Detroit Lions won 3 games. 2 were in the division when they beat the Vikings and the Packers. What NFC West team did they destroy 30-12 in that span?
Oh, my God. 30-12?
Yeah, domination. More things to come.
NFC West team late in the year.
NFC West team late in the year. It wasn't the Raiders. It wasn't the Chargers. It wasn't Kansas City.
NFC West.
I forget.
Arizona Cardinals. Final question. If Deshaun Watson can't play and Baker Mayfield refuses to play, name one of the two quarterbacks on the Browns' current depth chart.
That would be... I just saw this today, I think.
Why does Otis think this is terrible Wikipedia? I thought this was excellent. There are no incorrect answers.
It's a pretty good Wikipedia. Yeah.
I was wrong.
Yeah, the dinger was wrong.
I was wrong. Don't call me that.
In the interest of time,
hang on.
I got to go.
No, we're going to be late.
Jacoby Brissett.
I was going to say Jacoby
Joshua
Brissett.
Dobbs.
They said Jacoby Brissett looked good.
5 o'clock hour upon Ashima to Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.